We're ready.
Hi. That little screensaver threw me off there. I was like this, watching it, the countdown.
Well, I should have probably left the countdown to go down to zero, and then we could have gone high. But I thought Carla's too impatient to wait 30 seconds.
Yeah, I wouldn't have waited. It would have annoyed me. But yeah, I was sorry. I was deluded with it. hi, everyone.
How are you?
I'm all right.
You bounced on the trampoline.
No, I haven't jumped on the trampoline. I need to get one. I'm going to get one for the when we move in the new office. Today, I'm going to get trampolines, and I am going to get under the counter treadmills as well. Genuinely.
Really?
No, do you know what? Have you seen them? The ones where they go under the desk.
I want one here, but
I want to get them desks. My friend's husband's got where they move up and down.
Yeah, standing desk.
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable. Because my ass goes numb because of how long I sit on my chair for.
Yeah.
And then I seen when I was looking for a trampoline, like a mini trampoline, I seen these. They go under the desk and they're only about this big, and you're just literally moving your feet. Yeah. But if you stood up, walking. Because I'm always going mad saying I can't get my steps in because I'm stapled to my chair. And I like to see the screen. So, like, I could walk and talk, but I don't like it. I like to
You should walk and do your emails. I do that. I do my content. I do my content while I'm walking around. So, I answer. So, I save all my emails. How I do that, because I wanted one for here. And then I was like, looked at the price and I was like, I could just go and walk. But, like, I just. What's that?
The expensive.
A good one is, yeah, they're quite expensive.
You always get the best. You get the Marks and Spencer of everything. I'm on about looking for the next one. I want the Aldi value.
Yeah, I've got a fancy chair and everything. This is what is great. Yeah, but like I just walk, and I walk for an hour and a half, and I'll save all my emails up and answer my emails while I'm walking, and then I'll try and record like a few short videos, you know, like TikToks and Reels and things, and I'll do like three or four of those.
Not a chance.
What?
Like I do everything immediately. So if I get an email through, I respond to that email.
That's so bad for productivity.
Jordan goes mad at me, you know, because we do the houses, and he literally like he's one of them where it could take 36 hours before you get a response off him, like for something like that. Whereas it's within 36 seconds for me. So like I'll ring. Before I rang him, and I was like, have you seen the email? And it was something bad. And he went, no, Carla, it was delivered 3 seconds ago. I haven't opened the email. And I said, well, I have. He went, because you've been opening before they've even been sent. That's why. Like, how I deal with things coming in.
What that does is you're allowing people to dictate your
I know.
And I don't even take phone calls. Like, I don't. And I was watching, like, we were talking about when you were talking about this off air, a couple, like, in one of our sessions about like Mark Cuban, he doesn't even take phone calls. I don't take phone calls, only from mum and dad and my wife. Like,
see, I love a phone call.
I know you do. You used to call when we first started working together. I said, I was like, well, we have our hour session, but then Carla likes a good 2 hour phone call between each session. You'd call me all the time.
Voice notes and phone calls are my favourite thing. I voice note clients as well. I've started doing that now.
Voice noting clients, I think, is a really good idea. I used to do that as a mortgage broker. As you know, I hate voice notes. But I think voice notes for clients, especially in your industry, in the financial service industry, to explain what it is you're trying to explain is, and also to get the emotion across that you want them to understand. So I used to use them when I was a mortgage broker, when you know, you're trying to explain the IDD, and I'd just go, it's really what it is this. It actually means this. Don't worry, or whatever, you know, like, because if you write it,
you're putting that human element on it, aren't you? Like, it's and making it understandable. And I used to, it's all tie in with what I'm going to talk about today, to be honest. If you want to,
so people know, all right, you're going to give me a little click. Done.
Get it up,
I actually can't find it. Once there it is.
How I get clients' information. So, like, I used to try and, before I started doing the voice notes, and obviously when we said like on the last episode about the more productive you get, the more busier you become, and the more clients you've got to deal with, and trying to make sure that you're sending out, because I don't like the copy and pasting thing. I don't have one set. Every single client I speak to, I'm messaging them. And it can come across really like, I don't know, really, I just find it really unemotional. Like, there's no connection with it. So I was like, I want a voice note. But then I thought, it looks really, does it look unprofessional? Will they be thinking, I don't, like, stop voice noting me. I don't want to hear your voice. Like, it's Leave uncomfortable. And I think I was trying to contact about, like, my WhatsApp gives me major, I say PTSD, but it's not PTSD. But, you know, like, anxiety, when you're scared.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I don't like it. It makes me feel sick. I can be like, oh, my gosh.
There's too many. And you're like, you look and you think, oh, my God, there's 40. Like, all my friends, I say to them, if you need me, text me. Do not WhatsApp me because I will not, it's lost in clients. So when I go on, and this day there was just manic, and I was like, I'm just going to voice, I can't, my thumbs are tired. I need to voice note. So I started doing it, and it works so much better, because then sometimes the client leave the message back, like voice note back, or they'll just message and be like, thanks for that. I understand it a lot better now. If you're messaging a client at price, I don't know, life and critical illness is this. Life and critical illness upgraded is this. What does that mean? Even if I've went over an appointment with them and I've explained it in a lot of detail, that was probably 3 hours previously and they forget. Like, it doesn't sink in. You've got to hear it a few times. And then I always think at least then they can always keep it and replay it back as well. So, if they see the missus or they see the husband or the partner, wherever it might be, and they're with them and say, this is what we have. This is what it means. Press play. Like, sending out critical illness guides or CI expert reports, things like that. What does that mean when you see it? Like, we know what it means, but they don't. So I'll always send it and say, look, this is what it means. You're covered for this, or this is what you're not covered for. Exclusions is a major big one that's good for a voice note to explain what an exclusion means. Because again, it can be quite, it's not an easy thing to go through with a client and help them understand. So yeah, I do that all the time, voice notes. But how I get clients information. So my process, which might not work for everyone. I was at a meeting the other week in my network, and it's quite clear that people do things very differently, and people do things very differently and are successful for very different reasons. So it's not going to work for everyone, but I've found the transition I did last year to now is unbelievable. And again, productivity, being able to service more clients and still keep a good level of service has been amazing. So I used to do a fact find where I used to do face-to-face, then COVID happened. By the way, I was one of those people that was absolutely adamant that face-to-face was the only way to advise. I would drive an hour and a half to go to appointments and would not never ever do a phone call unless they absolutely insisted, because I just didn't believe in it and I didn't like it. And obviously when COVID happened, you had to like it and you had to get on with it. So I started doing phone call appointments, and it quickly realized that I could do a hell of a lot more in a day without driving to appointments than compared to what I did on the phone, which was a lot more. And then started doing only phone call appointments and not face to face. So I haven't done a face to face appointment since before COVID. Don't need to anymore. You do a Zoom if you want to see my face, or we can do a phone call, FaceTime, whatever it might be. But I am solely 99% of the time just phone call. And then I was booking in people, like we've talked about before, like with the Calendly, like how to organize your diary and things. I was booking in clients, and an hour of my time is an hour of my time. And if you're not going to turn up for the call, I'm not sat here playing. Like, I've got other people I could be having in that space. So that's when the Calendly thing was born, and it was, you book in, and if you haven't done your form, I'm not speaking to you. And the form has literally changed my life completely. So instead of me having to sit on the phone call with them and go through everything word by word, and all it is pretty much reading off a questionnaire. Yes, you gain some rapport. Yes, you gain further information, but I just do that afterwards. So this is the bit that scared the shit out of me, wasn't it? You remember when I was like, I was literally like really against it, but I knew that I needed to do something, because I was drowning in being able to actually get back to clients. And if you're going to take on more, you need to change something to be able to give you more time. So the type form is I send that out to the client. Someone inquires, so say I get a message on LinkedIn, I'll send them like a message back and just explain the process of what happens. I'm going to send you a link to do a form. Once you've filled in the form, let me know. I'll then contact all the providers, go over and do my research to make sure we're getting the best options. If I need any further information, I'll be in touch. But I'll give you a phone call once we've got the form and I've looked over it, just to like set their expectations of what's going to happen. So then once we get the form in, we'll look through all the answers, and very, very, very rarely, and I mean 1%, there'll be a time when it's like, we don't need to do it. Like, there's no need to like confirm. There's no diagnosis, nothing like that. But I'll always ring them and say, right, so this is, I've got your form, I've went over everything. Now I need you to tell me. And then I'll go over them. So I'll go over the list of conditions. I'll touch on things they've said. I'll mention about things that I know would cause issues at claims. I'll go over it and double check. Then once I've done that, if they do have conditions, I'll go over in more detail about more information. So I don't know, say they've said they've got raised blood pressure. I can't ring the provider and say they've got raised blood pressure. I've got to know when the last review was, what treatment they're on, and what the last reading was. So I'll get that information on the first phone call. Once I've got all that and I've basically done my detective work and built up some, I don't know, rapport, some relationship with them, so they know I'm a human and I'm not just sat behind a computer, I then do all the provider work with the underwriting, and then we will then get back to the client and say, right, are you ready for your phone call? We'll go over options, quotes, this is what's available. Do that. And then if they're happy, in between that, I'll usually send them like examples of either quotes or the critical illness guide, CI expert, you know, like basically before I have the conversation, supporting what I'm going to speak about. So a CI expert, for example, if I send them a report on that, I'll send them that before the phone call and give them a voice note and say, just so you are aware, have a look at this before we speak. It's about X, Y, and Z. And that's it. That's my process.
So what's the software you use, the Typeform? What's that?
Typeform. It's a website.
Do you know what it's called? The software.
Typeform.
Oh, it is Typeform is the software. Oh, okay. Got you.
No. I just know. Why are you doing that? You know, I don't know stuff like that.
No, because people ask all the time.
Well, just Google Typeform and it'll come up. That's all it is. That's
got
all
you.
I know.
Oh, okay. Got you. That's what you're using, Typeform.
Yeah. Okay. And you can amend it. It's very user-friendly. You can amend it to do like your, like the way you would like to say things or have things. I was pretty much, I'm quite, had it very covering all aspects, like because things like that petrify me, that people aren't going to answer certain questions or they can't get to them. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, that has changed my business completely. It's given me so much more time. It's so much more slicker and better because, and not only that, with all due respect, without sounding rude, and I've had this a few times, well, it's not going to work because if you're not going through it with them, they're not going to do it, or they'll say they're going to fill it in and they won't. If they don't want to fill out that form, I don't want to do their endurance. And yeah. That sounds, I would have never said that 9 months ago because I wanted to make sure that I captured every single person who got in touch. But the reality of it is, if a client is not answering your phone call when you've got an appointment booked in and then they do it again, or they just sit and do a fact find with you but then don't answer your calls, they're not bothered about having insurance. And if they're not bothered about having insurance, then why do I want to do their insurance? I want clients who value what they've got and they want to be insured. And it's not a long form. It doesn't take, you know, obviously the bigger medical you've got, the longer it's going to take. But that's the same thing as if you're on the phone. It just means that they're doing it in the comfort of their own time. They can do it laid in bed. They don't have to have like the kids. You know, big issue with phone call appointments is always life always gets on top of you. So Where you've got a 6 o'clock appointment in, if Alba wasn't very well and I had an appointment with somebody else, I'd be cancelling that appointment because Alba would come first. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's the same thing. So there's no excuse then. You've got a form, fill it in. Once you've done that, I'll do the rest. Like,
so is that a video? Is there video elements to it or is there?
I have video elements to it. You don't have to, but I do just because obviously everything, the majority of things I do on social media are video based. So I want it to be consistent with the brand they see online. So I speak in, that's how I do things. I learn better like that, and I just think it's easier for people to learn is to listen.
See, I do know this. I know this is what people are going to ask, so I'm thinking like all the questions that, because it's been so long, so you've had this for so long now
that we
kind of forget about it. You know, I remember I was working on it and like doing it and being like, but it's been part of your business now for so long that it is something now that, if I'm honest with you, that is coming up as more and more advisors are getting more and more success on things like TikTok and like yourself. More and more, this question comes up a lot where they're like, how do you deal with the leads? And so it's just interesting because I think you are, you and Emmy, very much Emmy being the forefront of that, are the people who really pioneered this bit, because it's quite a, you need to be able to you know, separate the good from the time wasters from the ones that are actually going to bring you.
Yeah, like it's not even like, and you get that a lot. Like I've had that question asked where they said, "Oh, is that just so you can work up, you can cherry pick your medical?" Absolutely not. Every single client gets pre-sales, and every single client gets, if they said, "I don't want to spend more than £10 and I've got X, Y, and Z," that would not have any impact for me. Every single client gets treated exactly the same. That's not why it's helpful. Why it's helpful is because it eliminates time wasters.
Yeah.
If you cannot be bothered to fill in that form, then you're not bothered about being insured. No. Yes, there'll be the odd person who's had, you know, there's things happened and it's just been a case of circumstance. That, I get that. But then what's the issue with filling out the form? It's going to take less of your time and I'm still going to go through it with you. I think some clients are a bit like, oh, but what if I do it wrong? I'm like, do not worry about doing it wrong. I'm going to look at everything you've said and I'm going to run over everything with you. But what it does for my business and for me is to make sure that who I'm actually spending my time with are bothered about being insured.
Yeah.
And that's the part. It's giving you clients that have gone to enough effort to be able to fill a form in because they want to get insured. Like, that's much better for you to be aiming at, rather than, oh, can I book you in? Or can we have an appointment? Can we have a Zoom? And then going, oh, sorry, or not answering. And it's a horrible feeling. It makes you feel like an absolute idiot, I think. Like when you used to have appointments and you'd ring them and they go, oh, I forgot, or oh, no, or oh, sorry, I'm busy. Like, oh, yeah, well, I'll just sit here, shall I?
I believe every person in financial services should have this like pre-qualifying form. I do believe that. I've worked with clients on that before, and with you, and I think it's I was talking to somebody about this a couple of weeks ago, like a new client, and they said well, I don't have, they said every, that is, they reminded me of you, which is very, very sweet, as in like that when we first, they were like, well, every opportunity that I speak to is an opportunity for me to do the business. And I was like, no it's not. I was like, it's really not. I said, and
I want everything and everyone.
Yeah, but you know, that's what she was saying. She was like, everybody. And I said, well, no. And I said, you want to do this? And we were going through like it wasn't type form, someone else. But I was like going through the form, and I said, it's Calendly. And I was like, do this one. I said, and you need to book through this. And she was like, but surely, like, what if that person doesn't want to fill out? I said, then they don't want to do the business. I was like, you can't.
Yeah, and that's the line I couldn't follow. That took me about 6 weeks to make jump to do it.
Yeah.
Because you become obsessed with something because you've done it for so long a certain way that you believe that if you change it, it's going to break, and it doesn't. It just gets better. Like you have to move and make things better and improve it.
You're an example of, and this is what I was using as an example to this woman when I was speaking to her. I said, look, like Carla's business has functioned while she's been on holiday with her family and with her husband, different holidays. I said, and that wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for this form. I was like, and obviously for your team as well. But what I mean is, it's like, it wouldn't have been possible without this form. I said, you've got to have something that stops you. I was like, because if this is going to be your business, you either want to spend more time making it better, or if it's a lifestyle business, why work 30 hours a week when you can work 15 hours a week and make the same amount of money with this form in place to stop you wasting the other 15 hours on time wasters?
Yeah, like that's not even, I haven't even touched on the freedom it's given me for me. Pardon me, but I fill it with other stuff. That's the only, I don't want to be a fake person and be like, give me so much more time.
No, you do more things.
I just do more other things. But,
no, but like, that's the what it should do. That's a good thing, like, though, with that, because it's not about giving you more time. It might give you more time then to, it's scalable. What I love about it is it's scalable at a very short, small cost. Most people would go, well, I bring in an administrator to deal with that. And you're like, no, but you don't need an administrator to deal with crappy clients. What you need is something to deter them straight away, and have then, if you want an administrator, have the administrator deal with then the people that came through. But you don't, a lot of the times we are used, like the methods I find are really old and very outdated and massively inefficient to what is needed now. If you've got some type form or Calendly that costs you say $15 a month, $20 a month, and
yeah, the type form costs, I think it's like 60 quid a month, I think it is, something like that, 50-60 quid. But like, I'm sorry, if I can go on holiday and come home to business sat there, it's worth 10 times that.
Because well, that TikTok one, the TikTok video you had, how many type forms did you have filled out on that one so far?
How many mil? 44.
Yeah, those are 44 like, people that that I can guarantee you there are 44 people that you may never have even spoken to, probably only maybe five or six of them, if it required them to use
to
go back.
Okay. To get a call, to get it, it's not only it's not even just about getting the clients, it's about getting them booked in and getting a time in, and then forgetting to respond to the message about booking a time in. Once they've filled that form and you've got all their information, yeah. And you go, well, I've got all your information, I just need to speak to you regarding this and this. They've already done it. They've already made the commitment. They're going to get
in a lot more, aren't they?
Yeah. So 100%, if you want to become more productive, you want to have more scalability and make sure that you're servicing more clients in a much more slicker way, Typeform is unbelievable.
Awesome. Any parting comments then before you run this one out?
Don't be scared to know your worth in terms of clients. So do not chase people who aren't interested. Make sure that you're chasing the people who are actually going to value what you do.
I love that. Very powerful. These need to be clipped, by the way. These need to be like these little end bits. You need to get millions, turn them into a little quote. Do not be scared. Are you jumping on your trampoline? Anyway.
One day.
One day.